The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, here we are. Trump was going to destroy America. That's what we're all told. Now we've got a report on private sector job creation. Harley.
For another month, we're up more than expected. 263,000 private sector jobs created in the month of March. That's above the 185,000 that the experts, the economists, had predicted. And it was in February, which was also ahead of expectations.
Well, we knew he was going to destroy America. You just had to listen to all those left-wing bedwetters, didn't you, eh? What?
Yeah, well, he's doing it slowly if he continues.
Slowly, absolutely. How many private sector jobs?
263,000 in the month of March.
Marvelous.
Now, in a couple of days, you know, we're going to get the federal report that'll include both private sector and government jobs. We expect that to be well up as well.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Go America. Now, what's the story on the coal companies?
Well, two of the biggest coal companies, Cloud Peak Energy and Peabody Energy, are telling the White House, you know, maybe we shouldn't get out of the international agreement on climate because, as they put it, the future is foreign markets. So the last thing you want to do if you're a coal company is let the Europeans control the agenda. Cloud Peak's Richard Reeve said staying in the accord and trying to create a reasonable path forward is a reasonable way to approach it.
Instead of just telling them it's a hoax, forget about it. Come on. Come on. They need to have a little spoonful of cement that I talked about the other night. Get a spoonful of cement and toughen up. Now, the women's soccer team.
They're pretty happy for all the high fives. We don't know exactly how much they got. But the women's soccer team was not making nearly as much money as the men's soccer team.
Yeah.
And the women were a whole lot better. They won championships successively. You know, they've been great. And they've been the face of American soccer internationally. But they weren't making the money. So they've been they stood their ground. They demanded to make more money. They fought with them. The soccer, U.S. soccer, started to go around the team members and say, we'll just get some independents to come in and play. And the women called out for others to stay away, and they did. So they couldn't field another team, and they wound up having to deal with them, and they made a better deal. We don't know what it was. They won't.
Well done. Well done. I say, yeah, they're a very good side. And you're a good side, too, but you're a one-man team, Harley, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.